Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome again this week. Hey, quick reminder, check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. There are some great blogs on there, some great information that if you want to, you know, really just get some more, you know, more than these podcasts. Maybe you've already caught up on all these podcasts. Hey, check them out. Hey, so today on today's episode, I want to talk about you guys specifically and what you guys can really create. Like, where are the five ways to make cash? You know, or five places to find more cash? You know, because obviously it doesn't take money to make money, but it's really nice when you do have cash to use. And many, many people actually have an issue with that. Like, have a hard time, you know, be able to create more cash sometimes, you know, or finding that cash. So, on that note, you know, I want you guys to be able to create that life of freedom and prosperity, right? I want you guys to be able to create more with less, to create that leverage. And so that's what I want to address here today is, where do I find that cash for the most part with most people? So the first place, so when I'm looking at a client and their situation, because a lot of times clients will come to me, or people that are looking to become clients, they say, hey, Chris, I think you might be able to guide to be the one to help me. You know, what do you think about my situation? Do you think there's hope here? And I look at some different scenarios, different places. I mean, obviously there's you as the person. And I guess if we go to a bonus one, that's kind of a sixth one. You as a person, what you can create from your mind. If you're in business, there's definitely areas to create from there if you have a business. That's not even what we're talking about here. I'm just talking about how to find hidden money. But ultimately, a lot of the hidden money, or some of the best money and the best investments, are found within you, within your business. You know, so many times I see people where, you know, we look for situations and we might see there's limited resources to use with cash. But at some point, you're going to realize, hey, you know, there's not that, you know, that much, you know, like, or there's not, you know, once you've deployed it. Now it's more of a waiting game, right? And letting it kind of build and grow and keep building more and more cash flow. So a lot of times people are like, well, what else? You know, what else can I do? Well, you know, the good news is that there's ways to create cash from your mind, from your unique abilities, your talents and gifts. And so, I mean, obviously I've done plenty of shows on that. So that's not what this is about, but definitely do not ever discount and do not ever overlook that there's ways to create it from your own ability to create. In fact, sometimes those are the very best investments you can do. But here's where I find it with, like, you know, how to get money to make money, so to speak, right? Oh, by the way, wait till next week's episode with when we bring Bailey Stewart back on and how you can create cash flow from your credit score. That's pretty cool too. So anyways, so from the first place I might look is equity. You know, what kind of equity is there in somebody's situation? Like equity in a property or properties. I'll give you an example. I had a client that came to me recently where, you know, we just had a call yesterday, and her mind started to become blown because it's bigger than she realized it. Now, I saw a bigger picture than she did initially, but we had to warm her up to it, you know, because for her, I mean, she had done a really good job doing kind of the Dave Ramsey type of method. You know, she was almost debt-free even with her investment properties that she had inherited over the years, you know, from parents and things like that. So she just kept the investment properties going the way they've been going. They've been paying her and doing well. But when I looked at it, I realized that she's not getting a great return on equity. There's equity in those properties that could be turned around to do better, especially compared to the cash flow. And so with both of those properties, one of them we're actually now looking at selling, while the other one we're refinancing to pull cash out. And the cool thing is that cash out refinance is that the payment only goes up about $1,500 a month, but she's able to create tens of thousands of dollars a month from that cash flow. You know, well over, I think we're over 60 to 70,000 a year with that cash But it's only costing her like an extra $18,000, you know? So she's netting probably about $50,000 by doing nothing with no extra cash out of pocket. And now she's realizing she could sell a house and that could have like $1 million profit on it. And that could be used to create, you know, even tens more thousands a year. So she's realizing, holy cow, in the first year I could actually, you know, make well over $100,000 more of passive income this year. And my whole point is, yeah, that's right. And so equity is one of those places I look. And even within, and she even said, hey, maybe I should look in my own home because now I know where I can actually create this kind of cash flow and I can see it. Maybe that's where I should be looking next. And so now that's the one place we're looking and even looking at, you know, doing some things to free up cash there too. So equity is one of the places I look. I had another guy where he didn't have tons of equity, but he still had like an extra $30,000 from his house. We're able to use that to consolidate his debt and free up over $600 a month. You know, so we didn't do any investing with that. Although now he's starting to do some investing and start to buy like properties and things like that. But for him, in his situation, it was like, hey, we can just pay off and consolidate debts with the equity in your home. So there's lots of different ways to use that. There's also the second place is what I refer to as underused savings. And so this is money that's sitting on the sidelines. You know, I get a lot of people come to me. They're like, okay, I have money sitting in checking or savings. I'm just not sure what to do with it. I want to be wise. And boy, am I so appreciative of those people because they don't just go and go buy the first mutual fund that they go look for or IRAs and lock it up in a 401k or something so they can't access it. You know, they just have money sitting around. Now, the risk is that your money's not really making any money, especially if it's sitting in a savings account earning 0.1% or something, right? You're not really earning much. And so we look for ways there. It's like, well, what can we do with those savings that's not doing anything? You know, I've had many, 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 many cases of people where money's just sitting on the sideline. It could be tens of thousands, could be hundreds of thousands of dollars just sitting around. Doesn't mean we have to deploy everything because I'd like to keep cash reserves and things like that. So we always kind of look at, all right, what's your reserves looking like? How do we make sure we keep it liquid? But cool thing is even with cash reserves, rather than just keep it in the bank, we look for things like online savings accounts. It might pay like over 1.5% a year or, you know, using things like life insurance, you know, to make tax-free 4 or 5+% per year, right? And things like that. So there's lots of creative things we can do. But on top of that, it's like, how do we get that money starting to create money for you? And so that's a huge one right there. Along those same notes, and this is the third one, is I look at retirement savings. Now, I put this in a separate category because retirement savings may not be as liquid. In fact, most of the cases, it's not. Because if you're not 59 and a half, in a lot of the cases of retirement savings, you get this 10% penalty. And then because you haven't been taxed on money yet, it's now taxed too. And now this might be like mutual funds as well. Like maybe it's mutual funds where you don't get a penalty or anything like that, or annuities and things of that nature. We look at that and say, all right, could this be done better? So I have one client right now where he's looking at his mutual funds. He said, you know, first place, although I know I have other resources, let's look at my mutual funds. What could we do here? Because, you know, this is kind of high risk, you know, of sorts. It's interesting because for him, it was higher risk to look at other types of investments because not because it was riskier. In fact, it was the exact opposite from a rational side of things. But for him, because he had been used to doing mutual funds and he'd had the last 10 years of good ups and he's seen the downs too, but he's seen the good ups recently as well. He was like, you know, okay, mutual funds have been good to me, you know, especially lately. But there's been times they haven't been. And so for him, looking at other alternative investments has been a little bit, you know, of a stretch for him. However, as we start looking at it, we realize, wait, we could take less risk and make a higher return. Now we're taking those mutual funds that were really paying him nothing or very little with like dividends and things like that. And now it's paying him. Now he's working on creating some more and starting to, you know, purchase some investments right now that can pay him, again, tens of thousands of dollars a year that before he wasn't receiving. And so he's just getting warmed up, you know. So, you know, retirement savings is one of those things where we've been told to stash it away and don't touch it, right? But the thing is that, you know, what's the real reason you do retirement savings? I mean, isn't it to create more cash flow at some point, right? Well, what if you could just take that and create cash flow today and it still grows and accumulates and allows you to create more acceleration rather than just accumulation? And the next thing you know, you're like, holy crap, like I'm making a lot more money than I would have. And the way he was looking at it was like this. He's like, hey, if I have like, you know, so just round it to a round up number, easy number, like $1 million in different mutual funds and retirement accounts. Well, $1 million, you would hope and pray you pull off 3% a year, even at retirement. You know, and by the way, he's getting closer and closer to that point. He's done a great job saving. But the point that he's running into is, hey, that $1 million to then live on $30,000 a year is ridiculous. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Because you can take $1 million and make easily, you know, $80,000 a year. You know, actually really more than that, probably more like 100, you know, closer to about easily at least $100,000 a year. You know, if you do it right and you're wise with it, you know, way different. That's triple, more than triple the benefit right there. So, you know, that's the thing, is like you can leverage and create so much more. And that's just right now. You know, that's not even talking about what it can create over time with other types of returns and things like that. I mean, this could easily move into multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars a year over the next 5 to 10 years. So that's what we're trying to teach and help. So I look at retirement savings too. It's like, man, could we do so much better, especially we're on a market high right now, and the market's now having a hard time pushing higher. It's kind of being a little bit bipolar lately, you know, in a short-term sense, you know. So, you know, it doesn't mean the market won't go up, but the question is how much will it go up and will it be enough? And if you read some of my blogs, you'll actually see some of those things where I talk about and ultimately really prove that without significant cash, like putting away $8,000-$10,000 a month into retirement accounts, you'd be lucky to even have a middle class lifestyle with your retirement vehicle. So you gotta look outside of that market. The other place I look for is debt. You know, and I kind of mentioned this a little bit, but you know, are there ways we can free up money with debt? You know, can we consolidate and do things that way? You know, I've shared this story before, but I think it's a perfect example because it looks at a combination of everything. But I had a guy where, you know, he had a 401k, you know, it was his own 401k. He had his own business, his own practice. And he said, all right, well, I've got 200,000 401k. Now what? And I said, you know what? I think with the 200,000, we could do better. And, so we looked at the situation. Now he was younger, right? He's about 40. And, so obviously there's a 10% penalty plus taxes, you know, the income taxes on it, you know, and here's the thing, when I had him meet with one of our accountants, he found out that there's a 5% surrender fee too, because it was put into an annuity and he had no clue, right? So the accountant said, hey, you know, based on his tax bracket and everything, we probably need to be withholding at least probably 45%, 40 to 45% minimum. And all we needed was $70,000 to consolidate and pay off some debts and do a refinance and things like that. And so I told him, I said, hey, well, how much would that be then? And he said, well, you're going to have to cash out about $120,000, probably withhold $50,000 for the taxes and penalties. And then, you know, use that $70,000 to do whatever you're going to do with. And my accountant at that point was like, Chris, I don't know if this is worth it. And I said, well, based on the strategy I'm doing, this will guarantee that he will free up about $40,000 a year. And, you know, it's about $3,300 a month. And my accountant said, well, that's still a pretty good return despite that fee. I can't believe it, but I can see how that makes sense. So the guy did it, freed up exactly that, freed up over $40,000 a year. We found ways to free up some taxes too and things like that as well. And next thing you know, boom, he's good, right? And that's what's awesome. And that's the kind of thing I mean, like with that situation, like, hey, we used retirement savings to pay off debt and it actually even made sense. And so, I mean, $40,000 a year from even $120,000, that's a 33% rate of return. There's very, very few investments out there that will ever, ever do that at any given time. So, you know, to do that guaranteed, to me, that's a no-brainer. And then the last one is taxes. I kind of mentioned that too. Like, taxes is another thing I look at. And especially if somebody's either one, they're a W-2 employee, like they're just a normal employee where they're getting paid a salary or whatnot. Or even if they're not, even if they're a business owner, a lot of times I'm looking at how much you paying in taxes. And I'll tell you, some of my clients lately, when you look at, you know, what's coming out of their paychecks every month, even the gross paychecks, the biggest thing a lot of times actually is their taxes. That's one of the biggest single expenses they have when you factor in what's coming out in income taxes and everything else. So how do we reduce that? And so we look for different creative ways. If you're a business owner, there's lots of ways you can do it. And even if you're not, there's still at least a few ways you can do it. You know, there's things like oil and gas, you know, like for example, like oil and gas this year is a great, I mean, we can get like 100% write off on that money to reduce your income. It's, you know, your stated income. It's awesome. Now you have to be careful. There is a balance. I had a guy who's like, hey, this could be awesome. I could get my income down to like zero. And I said, that is good. However, the only problem with that is if you're ever in the market, you want to try to go and qualify for a loan, whether it be for your own personal loans, or if you're trying to buy an investment property or something like that, you show zero income, nobody's going to give you a loan. So there's got to be this finesse. There's got to be this art behind the science, you know, and a certain balance there. Theoretically, yes, you could actually make yourself look, you know, very broke and keep more money in your pocket to then go and use elsewhere, whether it's to invest or to pay off debt, or it's to reinvest back in your business or whatever it might be. I mean, that's the thing. There's so many options that you have to do those things, you know? And so these are just some of the things. And we're not even talking about creating a budget or doing anything that way, although sometimes we find that money as well. But I'm just telling you that, man, there's so many places you can find cash. But if this got your creative juices flowing, you're like, hey, this sounds like me. You know what? This is probably a good opportunity. You should probably shoot me an email if you're like, Chris, do you think you can find something? Yeah, shoot me an email. Chris@moneyripples.com. You know, Chris@moneyripples.com. You can ask me about that. So let me just end with this one story here, because this was a perfect epitome of combining almost all of these things. I had a client where he was 62 years old, getting older, had $500,000 in his IRAs that he had saved up. But the problem was that his business was slowly tanking. He was burning out. He felt like he was working harder, not having as much fun in his practice. And he's just like, man, this is getting hard on me. And, you know, and I remember meeting with him and his wife and talking with them. And I said, you know, I see potential here. I see you've got stuff here. Because I saw there was like equity, a little bit of equity in his home, you know, but I saw that we could actually do some refinancing and do some cool things there. And I saw that he also had the IRA, and I said, man, there's a lot of things we can do. I mean, one, we can lower your monthly payment, because he was paying a lot for his mortgage per month. His goal was trying to pay it off. The problem was that he had no extra cash left over, and he was wondering if it was ever possible to retire. Because like I said, $500,000, even if you try to live on 3%, it's only $15,000 a year. He needs more than that. And so he was wondering if he's going to have to just burn out and die in his practice. I said, nope, not at all. And so I said, hey, if we just even use $100,000 of your IRA money, which obviously you would get taxed on, no penalty, but you would get taxed, $100,000 and a refinance of your home, and we'll actually guaranteed free up about $4,200 a month, or $50,000 a year. Now think about this, $100,000 to make $50,000 a year. I mean, that's a pretty dang good return, 50% rate of return guaranteed, right, on his money. And he's like, yeah, but how am I going to retire, Chris? I can't do that. I wouldn't be able to retire. And I would keep going over and over. I was like, yes, but that $100,000 is making a 50% return. And I would explain it 3-4 different ways. And he still was blocked. He had this mental block. He couldn't see it. And it was finally his wife, you know, because wives oftentimes will get it faster. His wife said, listen, and she kind of spoke his language. She said, listen, there's still $400,000 there to do something, to retire with. This makes sense. Let's do it. And so he kind of hesitantly did. He said, all right, I'll move forward. I'll put faith in this. And he did. And guess what? Within a month or two, that was exactly what he freed up, $4,200 a month. But here's what's so awesome. This is where it goes beyond the money. This is where the psychological aspect comes in. And this is what I love so much, is that from that point, he relaxed. He was able to relax and say, oh, okay, I'm in a better place now. I'm not feeling all this pressure to make money. And so what happened is that he started to relax. And when he went into his practice, when he went to his business and he met with potential patients, he would talk to them, and that fire started to come back. He started to remember the mission of why he did what he did every single day, why he was on a mission to help essentially save people's lives. And when he did that, the patients responded. And so not only was he relaxing, but now he was converting more patients to become patients. So he was spending less time trying to get people to become patients of his. People were starting to send referrals. And the next thing you know, his practice now is bringing an extra $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year. Plus on top of that, we found some ways to free up some money on the tax side of things and everything else. All is said and done, just that year alone, he's freeing up about $75,000 a year between money made and money saved. And man, like the life change that it made for this guy was just dramatic. And that's why I love doing what I do, because it creates that ripple effect that changes people's lives. A real true ripple effect that allows people to see change. It has a, and it wasn't just changing the money situation. It was also trying to change his mindset too. We had to work on that as well, that scarcity mindset, to create a more abundant thinking, or even the money would not make a difference in his life. But by doing that, man, it was a light, it was a night and day difference for him. It gave him hope. It gave him something to realize, hey, I could actually have my life back. And guys, that's why I do what I do every day. That's the ripple effect I'm trying to create, because can you imagine the ripple effect creates through his family and through the community and through ultimately across the world, that butterfly effect. And that's what I'm trying to create here. So guys, like, look for those places, you know, look for it. If you feel like, hey, Chris, can you help me out here? Or I think I might be that guy. Hey, reach out to me. Let's see what we can find together. So anyways, guys, I hope you make it a great and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to the Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.